إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، once again I welcome all of you. We continue reading from this very important topic, الحقوق الزوجية, the right of the spouses, by our noble Sheikh عبد العزيز آل الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى. As we mentioned before in the previous classes, and this is a summary, that is very important for both the husband and wife to know the rights and the obligation upon each one of them, to learn these things, to apply them to the best of their abilities. To implement the knowledge they acquire. And these are from the things that will bring harmony and joy, unity, ease in a marriage. The Shaykh began, and this is the third class from this talk, the Shaykh began by bringing advices in general for both, and then he began to address the husbands first. By highlighting the rights that the wives have over their husbands. And therefore, these are obligations upon the men, upon the husbands to fulfill. The last point mentioned, that the husband should treat his wife with kindness, should live with her with kindness, should be kind in the way he address her and live with her. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, خيركم خيركم لأهلي. The best of you are those who are best to their wives, to their family. But the Prophet ﷺ, he's the best and he's the example for us. So, if you want to be amongst the best of the people and you're married, see how you treat your wife. If you're nice to her, kind, gentle, easy, then that's an indication that you're one of the best. By being patient. If you see from them something that you don't like, you be patient. And take in consideration their nature, the nature of the woman. قال الشيخ وهو صلى الله عليه وسلم أرشد الأزواج إلى أمر عظيم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم point out a very important matter that the husband, every husband should remember. Every husband who is married, this is going to help him. The way he deals with his wife. وَهُوَ أَنَّ الْمَرْأَ مِنْ طَبِيعَتِهَا الضَّعْفِ وَقِلَّةِ الْقِيَامِ بِالْوَاجِبِ وَالْمَطْلُوبِ. That the woman by nature, she is weak. By nature, she's not that strong. And therefore, she may not fulfill all of her obligations. من طبيعتها الضعف. And he mentioned this hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, رحمهم الله, from the hadith of Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu. And I want you, those brothers who are married, pay attention to this hadith. And pay attention to all of these guidelines, because this is going to make a big difference in our relationship with our wives. Because a lot of times problems occur because we don't know what to do at the moment. And since we don't know what to do, then we just act on whatever we think is right. And that's how we mess it up. That's why we create a mess. And unfortunately, many of us don't even bother to clean the mess. They just leave it like this. That's why you find some families broke down, because the man make a big mess, because he didn't know what to do at that time, and he just leave. He leave, that's it. For what? To marry another woman, and then same mistake and leave. No, this is not the way it should be. If a person, we as servants of Allah first, and then we have to thank Allah, and we should be grateful that Allah guide us to Islam. This religion, they have everything for us, everything we need. Everything, in ibadah, in akhlaq, in manners. Likewise, ya'am. You can't be the best husband. You can't have joy and happiness and stability and ease in your marriage. Yes, you can. But if you follow the means that are legislated, not do it. Everyone want to do it his way. Now we have to do it the way of Islam, the way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way that Allah has legislated to us in His book, and following the guidelines of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Istawsu bin nisa'i khayra." Be kind and be nice to women. فَإِنَّ الْمَرْأَةَ خُلِقَتْ مِنْ دَلْعٍ. For indeed the woman is created from a rib. وَإِنَّ أَعْوَجَ مَا فِي الدَّلْعِ أَعْلَاهِ. And the most crooked parts of the rib is the top of it, the highest part of it. فَإِنْ ذَهَبْتَ تُقِيمَهُ كَسَرْتَهُ. If you try to straighten it out, you will break it. The crookedness, if you try to straighten it out, you will break it. وَإِنْ تَرَكْتَهُ فَلَا يَزَالُ بِهِ عِوَجٍ. But if you leave it the way it is, it will continue to be crooked. So be nice and kind to women. SubhanAllah. Now the Shaykh brought the hadith, but also he's going to help us to how to apply this hadith in our lives. Of course, these guidelines are for those who really are serious and sincere, because they want to be amongst the best. This is not for this hadith, you can bring it and again, because this is not the first time that many of us are hearing this hadith. We hear it many times. But those who are benefited by Allah's will, those who pay attention and they hear because they're sincere, they're like, look, I got to do what is right, man. The same way I'm trying to learn the tahara, to make wudu the way of the sunnah. I want to pray the way of the sunnah. Fasting the same way, zakat, hajj, I gotta do this too. I'm gonna treat my wife in the way of the sunnah. In any given day, in any given moment, whether she's okay or she's not, whether she's happy with me or she's mad at me, I'm still gonna be a man who applies the sunnah. This hadith, the Shaykh says, هذا توجيه للرجل أنه لفت نظره إلى تركيبة المرأة الضعيفة. So there is a guidelines in this hadith for the man, the husband. Since it points out the nature of the woman, and she's a weak, and she's weak. وربما يكون منها سوء في شيء من الأخلاق أو قلة قيام بواجب. And that's why we call it a weakness. You may see from her ill manners, some ill manners, bad behavior. Or she may be negligent as related to fulfilling some of their obligations. Now what you do now? You're married to a woman. Alright? And you may see she's going to talk to you in some way, or she's going to give you a hard time, or her attitude, or her behavior, and she's going to look at you some way. Alright? Some of them, they will cry, and this and that. And you, what you gonna? Are you going to be amazed and say, what's going on in here? You don't know what's going on still? The Sheikh says, لا تنظر إليها إلا نظر من يعرف وضعها وحالها. He says, whenever you look at your wife, you should look at her only one way. The way that now a man knows the nature of the woman. أينها? You should know. The woman is different than men. Some men, they want their wives to act like them, to be strong and dead. No. She's different than you. You don't want to have to be strong and patient. Na'am. A woman, yes, she cries sometimes. She's weak. Okay? وَأَنَّكَ إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تُقِيمَ الْإِعْوِجَاجِ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ يَسْتَحْرُ عَلَيْكَ. The Sheikh says now, if a person wants his wife to have no weakness, nothing, be strong, and he's like, that's impossible, man. That's impossible. You cannot repair that crookedness. وأخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم أن المرأة خلقت من ضلع وأنها لا تستقيم لك على طريقة واحدة. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also informed us that the woman is created from a rib. And she doesn't stay on one thing. إذن عود نفسك يقول الشيخ نصيحة عود نفسك على الصبر والتحمل وعدم الدجر مما عسى أن تجده من بعد أخلاقها. Says, look man, you should know this is the nature of the woman. She's created from a rib, a crooked rib, and that's reflect in her manners, in the way she do things and she talk to you sometimes. He says, you don't supposed to be surprised. You should be anticipating things like this. Okay? And that's why you're like, look, she may talk to me in some way. I'm not expecting from her to agree in everything I say. All right? But I gotta be patient. That's what the Sheikh says. So since this is the case, so you shouldn't be amazed, why are you acting like this? And now you have a problem. And she's not going to give you an answer. No, don't waste your time on that. Be patient. Say, Alhamdulillah, this is one of those moments of weakness. Alhamdulillah. You gotta be patient with her until she go through this. Especially if she's going through her menses. Some women, when they go through menses, subhanAllah, that changes a lot about them. The way they think, the way they see things. And some men don't have no clue what's going on. And the woman has to tell him, Akhi, PMS, brother. You know PMS, right? Not PBS. PMS. Premenstrual syndrome. Aina. Some women, they have to tell the husband why they... Eh, you should know. When her cycle started, some women, yes, it changed a lot about their chemistry. And they been not in a good mood like they was before. They going through some hardship. And now what you do now? You gotta be patient, be nice, be kind. Aina'am. Because after her menses, she's gonna be the nice and kind again. So the Sheikh, he says you have to be patient and you don't get mad. When a woman show you some of her ill manners, you have to be patient at that moment. Don't sit fight with her and what you acting like this, like you don't know. And some of us really push it forward in a way that we don't act like that. But we're perfect. We don't make no mistakes. We make mistakes to ourselves. Yeah. So the Sheikh, he says, if you do this, تنتظم الحياة الزوجية ويتربى الأطفال في حضن الأبوين في محبة ومودة وقيام بالواجب. If the husband really knows this reality, not only knows it, but act upon it. So when he sees his wife doing certain things or neglecting certain things, or her behavior changed, he should say, look, I'm married to a woman, alhamdulillah. And that's her nature. Sometimes she acts like this, I'm going to be patient with her. All right, I'm patient with her, inshallah. I'm going to, whatever she does, she say, I'm going to take it. Because later on she's going to apologize, inshallah. And that's what usually happens. Later on she comes and says, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. And jazakallah khairan for being patient. MashaAllah, jazakallah khairan. And see, that's how it happens. Patience is very important. This way you will add more beautiful years to your marriage. And the children will raise up and grow up under the care of both parties, both parents, in a family that stays together. But some men, they just want the woman, don't make no mistake. The first mistake or the second one, why are you acting like this? And then that's it, fight, big fight, this, and they divorce, and who suffered? The children, he's suffering, she's suffering. Why? Because people are not patient, are not implementing and putting into place these guidelines from this beautiful deen of Al-Islam. أيها المسلمون يقول الشيخ حفظه الله ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ وجه الأزواج إلى هذه الأخلاق العالية والصفات الطيبة أرشد أيضا النساء الزوجات إلى ما يجب عليهن نحو الأزواج. The Sheikh says, our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has given some advices, serious advices and guidelines to the husbands that they should adorn themselves with these great manners of Islam towards their wives. They have to be nice to them and deal with them with kindness because they were commanded by Allah and by His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to appreciate what they do for them, to address them with the kindness, to choose the best expressions, and in many times you have to be patient when you see from her some ill manners, some behavior that you don't approve of, you be patient. Because she has a lot of other good in her. And you be patient. But now also, the Prophet ﷺ advised the women as well. And the Prophet ﷺ highlight what is obligatory upon the women, meaning the wives. So now after bringing the rights of the women upon their husbands, and which in the same way the obligations that are upon the husbands, now the Sheikh is going to mention the rights of the husbands over their wives. And therefore that which is obligatory upon the women to know and fulfill these obligations because they are the rights of their husbands. This is how it works. The woman, she asks for her rights, but she has to fulfill the obligations. The same one, the husband, he wants his rights to be fulfilled, but he knows that he has obligations too. Not like ask for his rights, but he neglects the obligations. So he has to go together. The Sheikh, he mentioned a hadith. He began by mentioning a hadith, but the hadith is weak. But we mention it, inshallah, so you understand that this hadith is weak. The Sheikh, he mentioned that But the woman, the Muslim woman, if her husband died while he's pleased with her, this is one of the means that help that woman enter al-Jannah. It's from the means that the woman will enter al-Jannah if her husband died while he's pleased with her. And he mentioned the hadith, إِذَا مَاتَ الزَّوْجُ وَهُوَ رَادٍ عَنْ إِمْرَأَتِهِ دَخَلَتِ الْجَنَّةِ. When a husband died while he's pleased with his wife, she will enter al-Jannah. The Shaykh said, so therefore, when a man died while he's pleased with his wife, she will enter al-Jannah. So therefore, the woman should do and should learn the things that make her husband pleased with her, so that she can get this great reward. However, the hadith, this hadith that is collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, Abu Ya'la, wa-Tabarani fil Kabir, wal-Hakim, this hadith Al-Imam Al-Albani رحمه وتعالى said he is weak in Al-Da'ifah. In Al-Da'ifah, this hadith is weak. Hadith number 1426. قال الشيخ حفظه الله وإذا قامت بحق زوجها نالت الثواب العظيم. But now the Shaykh mentioned a hadith that is sound, walhamdulillah, Hassan. Hadith, he mentioned that if the woman, before the hadith, we bring you the hadith, the Shaykh, he mentioned something, he says, if the woman fulfilled the rights of her husband, she will be rewarded a great reward. And he mentioned the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا صَلَّتِ الْمَرْأَةُ خَمْسَهَا وَصَامَتْ شَهْرَهَا وَحَفِظَتْ فَرْجَهَا وَأَطَاعَتْ بَعْلَهَا قِيلَ لَهَا ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ أَيِّ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ شِئْتِ. The Prophet ﷺ said in this hadith, if a woman, I want the women to listen carefully to this hadith, if they're serious about being a true believer, and if she wants to be from the people of the Jannah, this is one of the ways. The Prophet ﷺ says, when a woman establishes her 5 obligatory prayers, so she's serious about the Salat, and she fasts her month, meaning the month of Ramadan, and she guards her chastity, and she obeyed her husband, it will be said to her, enter the Jannah, paradise, from any gate you wish. SubhanAllah. Enter the Jannah from any gate of the Jannah you wish. This hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad from the hadith of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu. In the chain of narration, this man ibn Lahi'a. Usually this man ibn Lahi'a, the ulama, they mention many of the narrations that come through him is weak, especially towards the end of his life. He has changed. However, Al-Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala has declared this hadith to be Hassan. It's not weak, but it is raised to the level of Hassan in Adab al-Zafaf, the Etiquette of Marriage, page 286. قال الشيخ حفظه الله, الشيخ عبد العزيز الشيخ, هذا وعد من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لتلكم المرأة المؤمنة المصلية الصائمة الحافظة فرجها المطيعة لزوجها أنها تخير أي أبواب, أي باب من أبواب الجنة تدخل منه فضلا من الله وكرما وجودا. So this is a promise from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. In this hadith, there is a promise from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, but for who? For the believing woman that establish her prayers and fast her month and protect her private parts from adultery and the like, and she obey her husband. What is this promise? She will be given a choice to enter from any gates of the Jannah she wish. This is a fadl min Allah, a bounty from Allah. Na'am, this is a bounty from Allah for this believing woman. But what does woman do? She perform her prayers. She's serious about the salah. Not like some women. Yes, they pray, but whenever they want to pray. She's home. She's not working or anything. She's home, but she don't pray at time. She delay at dhuhr until almost maghrib, asr until after isha. What she doing? She's like, well, she's busy with the laundry. She's busy, I don't know what. No. Naam, you do what you do, but remember, stop for the salat. Take you 5-10 minutes to pray. It's not taking you 2-3 hours to pray. It takes you a couple minutes. And you stop, you organize your time. While the wash is running, the washer is running, you go pray. Alhamdulillah. Naam. Just organize your time. So this is for the woman that is serious about her prayers. And she fasts Ramadan. And she protects herself from falling into adultery. Okay? And she obey her husband. She don't give him hard time. She don't see herself. She's the man of the house. Now she see herself. Look, I got my place. He has his place. I gotta be in the place that Allah put me in. And I gotta respect the place that Allah put him in. It has nothing to do with him or his skin or what country he's from. No, he's a man. This is what the believing woman see things. She don't see things, man, he's from there. He thinks like, I'm gonna show him who I am. And no, don't show nobody anything. Show your Lord who you are for real. That you are a true servant of Allah. That you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you adhere to His commands. That's what you want to do. You don't show nobody anything. This woman, she be given a choice to enter al-Jannah from any gate she wish. Allahu Akbar. ثم قال الشيخ أيتها المرأة المسلمة ولكن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حذرك من العصيان والتمرد على الزوج. Now some women, they're like, oh, this is a good thing. Yes, but also, you gotta do this and stay away from other bad things that some women been falling into. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned you, O Muslim women, that you believe in Allah on the last day, you wanna be from the people of Jannah. Well, guess what? For your benefit, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned you against certain things that are not good for you, such as disobeying your husband and turning against him and turning everybody against him. Some women, they don't just turn against the husband, they turn against him and turn his family against him too. Turn his mother against him, his brothers and sisters against him. And this is not right for the woman. Some women raise war against their husbands, man. Instead to be kind and nice and help him out and make things easy for him. ورتب على هذا وعيدا شديدا ترتعد منه فرائس المرأة المؤمنة التي تخاف الله وتتقيه. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Shaykh says, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم warned the women from these bad things that they should not fall into by disobeying their husbands and make things difficult for them and turn against them and plot against them, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that these actions, subhanAllah, those women who fall into these actions, they subject themselves to a severe threat. That actually, just by listening to it, the woman's joints should be shaken out of fear. Just by listening to this
severe warning from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, woman should be shaken because it's serious. But this is only who's going to be shaken, who's going to be concerned and feel this, the believing woman that fears Allah and she wants to obey Allah and act upon the commands of Allah and the commands of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she wants to stay away from, far away from disobeying Allah and disobeying His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here is the severe warning. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith, and this hadith is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim رحمهم الله, from the hadith of Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دعا الرجل امرأته للفراش فلم تجبه فبات ساخطا عليها لعنتها الملائكة حتى تصبح. He says, when a man calls his wife to the bed and she refuses and he goes to sleep while he's mad at her and angry with her, the angels curse her until the morning. Angels. The angels curse that woman, that wife, until the morning. قال الشيخ هذا وعيد شديد للمرأة إذا عصت زوجها وخالفت أمره. This is a very serious and severe threat and a warning for the woman when she disobeys her husband and it goes against his order. فإنها متوعدة بأن تلعنها ملائكة الرحمن حتى تصبح. Now she subjects herself to be cursed by the angels of Allah, the angels, until the morning. وعيد شديد في غاية القسوة والشدة. It's a very severe matter. It's very serious. Should be taken seriously by the women. مِمَّا يَدْعُو الْمَرْأَ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِلَى السَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ وَبَدْلِ الْمَعْرُوفِ لِزَوْجِهَا وَالْقِيَامِ بِحَقِّهِ. This hadith should be on the mind of the wives and should incite them, since they believe in Allah. They're not kafirat and they do whatever they want to do. She's not an atheist and she don't believe in anything. No, she's a believer. And she believes in Allah. She believes in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a part of believing in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that she obey what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and she accept what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and she put it to practice in her life. Because she knows that the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He can't get no better than this. So she hears and obey in ma'ruf. If her husband tell her that which is permissible, she hears and she should have no problems. Some women, they got issues. That's her husband. And she married him. She said, okay, I married a brother. Now she has a problem with him. She don't want to listen to him. She, whenever he says, she want to argue. If he tells you, you the woman that believes in Allah, you want Allah to be pleased with you, and you don't want to subject yourself to these severe warnings and threats, you obey your husband. You should have no problem with that. If you have an issue, work on it. Now, some women may like, look, maybe, I don't know, before Islam, nobody tell them what to do. Maybe she was, like they say, she was liberal. That's what it is? Yeah. Liberal, huh? I know, she's liberal. She go anywhere she want, she say whatever, she talk to anyone she want to talk to, right or wrong. She rides with anyone she want, she does not care. Nobody tell her anything. But those days are over. Alright? So now you're a Muslimah. Whether Allah guide you to Islam, or whether you were born into Islam and mashallah, and you were renegade and rebellious, and you were on the other side. Now, alhamdulillah, Allah guide you whether to Islam, or you were a Muslim, Allah guide you to the Sunnah, and to be upright. So you should have no problem applying these guidelines. But just in case, if a sister out there have this issue, well, guess what? She should work on it. She should try to find help. And she should remember a reality. Who make it binding upon her to obey her husband is Allah and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not the customs of some country or... No. No, this is a reality. Now she's a believer. Well, that's what the believers do. The believers, they obey Allah. And they obey the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not like a believer, but you do what you obey. Aynam. And she obey him, and she be nice to him as well. She be kind, nice. And a woman, she doesn't have to, you know, a woman, alhamdulillah, if they want to be nice, they can be nice. Some men, they don't know how to be nice. Naam, that's true, that's reality. The nature of the man is different than the nature of the woman. Some men, they have a good heart, but they cannot express it through statement, through action. He's just like, I don't know. Alright? He's already molded in one shape and that's it. Now, some men are like that. Their wives want from them one little word, like, honey, he can even say that. No, you have to. You gotta be nice and kind, yahi. Now, you're a man, you're strong, you in demolition, man, it's okay. Those are bricks. Now, don't you, when you talk to your wife, you're not talking to a wall, man. That's your wife. She's a woman. She want to hear good things. When she cooks, she want to hear something like, this is nice. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. This is beautiful. You know, if the women, I'm giving you some hints, my brothers, okay? All right? And I have to be the first one applying this, by the way, right? Okay. May Allah help us. Akhi, you go home, you have to be concerned. Sometimes the women, they change the furniture. They just slightly change it as a test from us. To see if we notice the change or not. We just go there like this is the first time we get in the house. We don't even notice that this woman, she changed the things, the sofa by herself. She hurt her finger. She has a bandage on it. And we care less. We men, we're like, Shalikum. And that's it, we go and sit. And then the woman, she sits like there and look like this. And he's like, what are you looking at? She's like, nothing. No, you gotta go there and you're like, oh, something look changed in this house. Something is, but it's good, it's nice, alhamdulillah, it's good. Oh, you changed the sofa, subhanallah akbar. I always want it in that spot, even though that's not the case. No, you tell her that, it's okay. Make her feel good. And she's like, oh, you like it? Oh yeah, for now. I like it, alhamdulillah, yeah. It's very important, yeah. Very important. The food too, you give her some credits. And she was 2 hours, akhi, jungling in the kitchen. You don't know what she went through. She almost cut her fingers when she was cutting those veggies. When she opened that oven 6 times, she almost burned herself. Maybe she already burned herself. Well, after all that, what do you say? You say, oh, you went through all this hardship for me? Jazakallah khair. May Allah reward you. May Allah protect you from the hardship of this life and the hardship of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And if you see that she burned herself from the oven, say, Subhanallah, the way you burn yourself and you went through all this to prepare this favorite meal for me, may Allah protect your skin from the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. She's going to be very happy. And she's going to take care of you next time, man. She's going to ask you, what do you like? And you say, I like a lot of things. But just take it easy, okay? Now, this is the way. Make them feel good. Make them feel happy. Some man is like, oh, I don't say those things. Why don't you? Why? And unfortunately, some men, they don't say these things to their wives, but they say them to somebody else. Give compliments to the cashier in Pathmark, or in Kroger, or Walmart. "Hey, you look different. Did you lose weight?" You have no business talking to a woman like that. For one, no business whatsoever. You're there to pay for your groceries and go. What they say? Lower your gaze, and that's it. Don't start anything. If there is any good compliments, any nice things you want to say to a woman, say it to your wife. She deserves it. And it's halal for you to say whatever you want to say. Alright? Now, so the woman, they can be very nice. We men just have to know how to get that from them. From your wife, by being kind to her. Being nice. Sometimes you just have to start it. And that's it. And you'll be, alhamdulillah, enjoying a lot of good. Barakallahu feekum. قال الشيخ حفظه الله ويوجه صلى الله عليه وسلم المرأة المسلمة إلى الطاعة للزوج. I want our beloved sisters in Islam, those who he wants good for them. We want good for them. All of you. Those who are married especially, and those who are not yet and waiting to get married, may Allah make things easy for you. And you have to pay attention to these things as well. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give this precious advice to the Muslim women that she should obey her husband. And she should know that this is a serious matter. And this is good for her. It's very good for her. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith, لو كنت آمرا أحدا أن يسجد لأحد لأمرت المرأة أن تسجد لزوجها لعظم حقها حقه عليها. Prophet ﷺ says, if I was to command anyone to prostrate to anyone else, I would certainly command the woman to prostrate for her husband because of the great right that he has over her. This hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa radiallahu anhu, and also by Imam al-Tirmidhi wal-Bayhaqi from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Imam ibn Hibban declared this hadith to be sahih, authentic hadith. Likewise, Imam al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala declared it to be sahih, authentic hadith in al-Irwa, hadith number 1998. This is a very serious matter that the women should know. Can't just look at the man, which is the husband now, like he's anybody else. No, he's not. That's your husband. You need to learn his rights. What are the things that he can't tell you? Now, other men tell you stuff, you don't pay them no mind. But this man right here, that is your husband, sister, what he says to you is not like what other people say to you. You have to take this matter seriously. If he tell you things that are in obedience to Allah, you should have no problems accepting those things. And if you do have some issues, please, please work on it. It's not good for you to go against your husband. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله أيتها المرأة المسلمة إنك راعية في بيت زوجك. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. الإمام راع ومسؤول عن رعيته. الرجل راع في أهله ومسؤول عن رعيته. والمرأة راعية في بيت زوجها ومسؤولة عن رعيتها. الخادم راع في مال سيده ومسؤول عن رعيته. In the Sheikh, he mentioned this hadith, he mentioned another point that the woman should know, that the woman play a great role in the family, in a household. And they have a responsibility upon themselves as well. As the Shaykh mentioned this hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahum Allah, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. This word ra'in, usually they translate as a shepherd. All of you are shepherd, and all of you are responsible as related to their flock. Meaning, all of you have a responsibility. Al-Imam, the leader of the Muslims, he's responsible over the community. And a man has a great responsibility in his family, and he will be asked about that. Likewise, the woman, she has a role to play and a responsibility in the house of her husband. Even the Messenger of Allah says, the servant is responsible as related to the wealth of his master. And he will be asked about that as well. This is not like everybody do whatever he want to do. That's amazing. You find now some marriages that they would tear off into pieces, and a lot of problems, a lot of damage, that sometimes you don't even know where to start. What issue you want to address first? Simply because people, they Muslims, upon Sunnah, upon Salafiyah, and still want to do it their way. He has his own plans and she has his own program. She want to do it her way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided her to Islam. She still want to do what she want to do. She has her own channel. The man, he want to do it his way. Instead to say, look man, we got to be reminding one another that the husband is a great responsibility. A part of teaching the family, he has to highlight these things as well. That the only way we're going to have peace in our marriage, and we will be able to enjoy it instead of fighting, we'll be able to enjoy these moments, being together, because we live together. This is not like you're going to like just you see somebody on a bus or on a train, and then you're going to, they acting weird and this, and you, and that's it, and you're like more like a couple of hours, and then he's going to go his way, I never seen him. No, this is your wife. You go to work and come back, she's still there. Right or wrong? You go brush your teeth and come back in the bedroom, she's right there. Not another person in there. You go to the kitchen, she's in the kitchen. You come to Jumu'ah together, she's sitting in the car with you. Naam ya akhi, this is the case. So we don't have to try to figure out how to be happy with one another. All we have to do is to follow. We all have the means. We all have the ingredients of success. We have the guidelines. We don't have to be creative. No, no, no. All we have to do to be good followers. اتبعوا ولا تبتدعوا. You don't have to be creative, يا أخي. No. Save your time. Don't go somewhere it's like, how can I be a good husband? Just learn. That's all. Learn. Act on what Allah tells you to do, and act on what the Messenger of Allah tell us to do, and that's it. We're going to be a good husband, inshallah, with sincerity, if we're sincere. Unfortunately, certain people, they leave off the Quran and the Sunnah and start looking at some magazines. Dr. J. Is he J or who's the other guy? I don't know. Dr. So-and-so. Some kafir gonna give them how to some good hints how to treat his wife. A'udhu billah. And we have the Quran and the Sunnah. We have the Quran and the Sunnah, and some people are gonna, Oprah gonna tell them what to do. Yeah, she's right. She made a point. No, she ain't making no point. What we need, we have it in Islam. We have it in Quran and the Sunnah. Subhanallah, it's amazing. But we have to be serious. We have to be sincere. We have to believe that this is good for us. We have to have the firm belief that these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us, they do work. And if they don't work because of us, we don't know how to apply them right. It's not because of the things. Some people, we tried that. The hadith, we tried, it didn't work. Did you ask yourself why it didn't work? You didn't apply it right. That's why. It's not because of the hadith. This is kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man. Pay attention. This is the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who does not speak out of his desires. But people sometimes, they do not understand. And they don't bother to understand. Some people, they don't make even effort to understand. They just want to do it their way. And they think that's the easiest way for them. Some people don't want to face matters. You're going to face it. Don't you sweep it under the rug, man. No, if you have an issue, say, look, sister, mashallah, alhamdulillah, I respect you, you respect me, but we have an issue here. And we have to deal with it before it gets bigger. Because if you leave it, it gets bigger and bigger, and then the gap gets bigger, and you can't jump now. See, if the gap gets bigger now, you're going to stay on the other side, she's in the other side, and all you do is looking at one another, getting further away from one another. You can jump on the other side. When the gap's still right, get in the other side. Akhi, will get her on your side. And especially we have this deen of Allah, this beautiful religion of Islam. If we believe in Allah, one of that belief is that we submit to the commands of Allah. If she bring you, ya akhi, a ayah, that's it. And you're wrong, humble yourself. Say, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. You're right, sister, I was wrong. I'm sorry. And even you can be even nicer, go get her something, a gift or something. Likewise, your sister, you do something, mashallah, this and that, you said what you said, but then later on, here is a hadith, here is an ayah, you're wrong. Humble yourself, sister, say, mashallah, jazakallah khair, I was wrong. May Allah forgive me, man, subhanallah, I have a lot of work to do, see? I had a lot of work to do, subhanAllah. I said all that stuff, and none of it is good for me. Well, guess what, man? Some sisters said to me, man, this is how you do it. No, it's not how you do it. You got to do it the way of Allah. Allah's way. The way that Allah legislated. Some sisters, sometimes, they make it worse for you. If they don't know. The sister who really cared about her sister in Islam, when she tell her something about my husband, say, oh, wait a minute, don't talk to me about your husband. Go talk to him. He's your husband, inshallah. Just wait. Just find the right time to talk to him. Okay, don't talk to him when he's mad, he's angry, and he's hungry. No. Let the man get some time. Let him eat. Let him take a shower when he comes from work. Let him relax. Then with a nice smile on your face as a wife, supposed to be, then you can talk to him in a nice way, not like interrogation with a frown face. Sit down, brother. He's going to say to you, I'm not sitting down. Who are you to talk to me like this? See, that's how it usually works. But if she comes to him in a nice, we don't want to get into details because he has some kids in here, inshallah. But this is that's what the woman do. She be nice, alhamdulillah. That brother, now he's going to listen to her. She's nice. And she's like, look, mashallah, when you went to work, you're right. I was wrong. But alhamdulillah, I went to this website of Sheikh Ibn Baz, Sheikh Al-Albani, and I find some, alhamdulillah, some nice questions other people asked. And subhanAllah, the sheikhs, they gave a nice answer. And hawla wa la quwwata. May Allah forgive me. I was very wrong. The way I treated you earlier, may Allah forgive me, please forgive me. That's it. And you'll be happy. At the time you say, oh, subhanAllah, jazakallah khairan, mashallah, alhamdulillah, it's okay with me. Ayna'am. ثم قال الشيخ عباد الله والمرأة تحفظ عرضها وتصون فراش زوجها وتحفظه في ماله فلا تتعدى على ماله بغير حق لأنها راعية ومؤتمنة فمن لازم ذلك حفظ حقوق الزوج بكل معنى says, so a woman, a believing woman, she guards her chastity and her honor. She guards the bed of her husband. She protects and preserves his wealth. She doesn't oppress him in his wealth. Yes, she asks, but in that which is her right. This is the believing woman. Then the Sheikh, he says, it is incumbent upon us all to apply the legislation of Allah. If we truly want to have a happy life, we want to have joy, stability, peace of mind, we want tranquility, because nobody wants problems. Who is this man really who wants to come home for fight and she's giving him bad looks and he's like, oh, not again. No, nobody wants that. Likewise, who is this woman really that she wants to have a man which her husband come with a bad attitude and call her names? And no, nobody wants that. People, they want peace. They want joy. They want to be happy. And we can have all that if we apply the deen of Allah. And we get rid of whatever is not from the deen of Allah. Even something that we grow up upon. Something that has become a habit. We have to fight it. We have to fight those things. The Shaykh mentioned a couple of ayats. He mentioned the ayah 50 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. Do they then seek the judgment of the days of ignorance? And who is better in judgment than Allah for a people who have firm faith? People want to turn to the judgments of Jahiliyyah, time of ignorance, by want to do it their way? No, you want to do it Allah's way. Remember this. Anybody can call names and give mad and slam doors and turn the table upside down. Anybody can do that. Now, you want to do something special that a lot of people can do. Everybody can say names and whatever and put a big fight. Anybody can do that. But now you want to be special. And by doing something that perhaps many people cannot do, adhering to the deen of Allah. Yes, she's giving you a hard time. And you're like, look, man, I gotta do what's pleasing to Allah. It's enough that she's acting the way she's acting. I'm gonna act like her? No. I'm gonna be patient with her. And you do the same thing, sister. You don't know your husband, what he went through at work. Maybe he went through a lot of things that day, so he's bringing all that bad things in with him in the house. No, you're going to say, look, man, he's calling me names, he's acting like that. I'm going to be patient because I got to do what's pleasing to my Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no retaliation when it comes to this. Oh, yeah, he's looking at me like that. I'm going to show him who I am. No, you don't show him that. You're supposed to get rid of that long time ago. The ignorance and jahiliyyah and the way you used to do it before. You see, you're supposed to be working on it long time ago. You're not working on yourself. SubhanAllah, it's amazing how sometimes we act. We act in a way that it shows that we never been in the class before. We just act in a very selfish, silly way. And somebody who sees, like, SubhanAllah, he's like, you've been a Muslim for all these years. You still didn't know how to deal with your wife when she's mad? You still didn't learn how to manage your anger? You still acting like this? Well, you've been Muslim for all these years. You've been upon Sunnah, Salafiyyah. And anything can provoke you like this? People just have to touch you and you're all set off? All they have to do is just shake you like a Coke. You know, the bottle of Coke. They shake it a little bit and turn it on, explode. No, it shouldn't be like that. Should be the man, patient,
I deal with this later on, insha'Allah ta'ala, but I'm going to do what's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is who I am right now. I'm on this path, the path of Allah. And I'm supposed to do whatever to keep me on this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
The Sheikh, he mentioned also the other ayats 15 and 16 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. قال تعالى يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط المستقيم. All people of the scripture, the Jews and the Christians, now has come to you our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, explaining to you much of that which you used to hide from the scripture and pass over much. Indeed, there has come to you from Allah a light, this is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a plain book, this Quran, wherewith Allah guides all those who seek his good pleasure to ways of peace, and he brings them out of darkness by his will to light, and guided them and guides them to a straight way of Islamic monotheism. And then the Shaykh mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Isra, ayah number 9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna hadha al-Qur'an yahdi lillati hi aqwam. إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. Verily this Quran guides to that which is most just and right, and gives glad tidings to the believers in the oneness of Allah and in His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who work deeds of righteousness, that they shall have a great reward, paradise. So it's very important for us that we apply the guidelines and the advices that we receive from our noble scholars, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, in the light of them extracting germs and benefits from the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. Since Allah has raised them levels, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah raises levels those who believe amongst you and those who were granted knowledge. Allah raised them levels. So what is the benefit of these classes? What is the benefit? If we hear these classes, because this class is not the first time we hear these advices from the ulama to the husband and the wife. We got a lot of material. But why still some wives give hard time to their husbands? Why? Why with all of these things you find some women who believe in Allah? She's not a kafira, she's still a woman, a Muslimah. She believes in Allah. She wanna make it to Jannah, and she treats her husband like he's nobody. Why she has these problems? It's not good for her. And vice versa. A person being a Muslim and upon Sunnah, Salafiyah for years, still has no respect for his wife. Doesn't know how to treat her nicely and kindly. And he's commanded to do so. It's not by an option or choice. The same way you change your name, you change the way you look, you change your diet. Now you gotta change the way you treat your wife. That's it. Now she's a Muslim now. Now, alhamdulillah, you are commanded, we are commanded and ordered to deal with, to live with them with kindness, and not to oppress them through actions or statements.
not to harm them in any way. And if we see from them something that is not right, doesn't give us no right for retaliation. That's not a justification for us. But rather we are commanded to be patient. Tahammul. To be patient and still deal with the matter in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After we listen to these guidelines, we have to apply them immediately. Those among us who are married, after listening to these guidelines from the ulama and this advice, we're supposed to, before even we get home, send some nice text messages already. And stop somewhere on the way and grab a nice gift. And when you go home, change. And be honest. Say to your wife, listen, I didn't know much, but alhamdulillah, I learned something from the Shaykh today, Shaykh Abdul Aziz al-Shaykh. Jazahullah khairan. I learned a lot, subhanAllah, man. May Allah have mercy on me. I should have been nice to you all these years. Why didn't you tell me? And she may say, I told you, brother, but you didn't listen. And that's true. Some of us, we don't listen. Be looking at one right now. We don't listen sometimes. We selective. We listen to what we want to listen to. No, ya akhwan, we have to apply these things. No, you go and live with good. Likewise, you the sisters who listen to this, change your way. It's not your way. It's Allah's way. Aina, you have your way, but now that's it. Put that to the side. Do it the way that is legislated for you in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah protect us and preserve us and make us from those who, when they listen to the speech, they follow it immediately and they act upon it. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.